Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper.
We saw a sticker on a car that said, "We're all refugees unless you were the original." One of our team knows a brother and sister who escaped Vietnam in the 80s when they were teenagers. They heard there was a boat leaving at midnight from a secret location, and so they stole down to the beach with no possessions, just themselves and the clothes on their backs, leaving their other siblings and parents behind. They got on this boat. I'm not sure if they had to pay anything to get on, but they joined the others on board as it headed off for Australia. They said if they saw a pirate ship, they'd all lie down on the deck in the hope that the pirates would think there was no one else on the boat. They said if the pirates did approach to come on board, the women would stuff jumpers up their shirts to appear pregnant in the hope they wouldn't be violated by the pirates. For about 7 days, this brother and sister were on this asylum seeker's boat with no water and no food. They made it to Christmas Island and were processed, and after a long time were offered the chance of settlement in either the USA or Australia. These two chose Australia. Both are very hard workers. Today, the brother is a doctor and the sister has a family with two kids of her own. She has a full-time job and has bought 7 houses. In time, they also brought the rest of their family over to be with them through the visa process. What risks this brother and sister took? What desperation for a better life? It's not a new problem, of course. History is full of accounts of people fleeing their homeland. Sidebar. Let's just think for a moment. How many of us are in the country we live in now because our forefathers fought against the original inhabitants and displaced them or even destroyed them and took over the country? If our complaint is simply, refugees are taking our jobs, our places at uni, then there's a verse, well, it's quite a revealing verse actually, in the Bible in Psalm 24, which might help put things in perspective, where it says, "The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it." Wow. Have we ever thought about that? We are simply living in and using what He made and what He owns. Nothing belongs to us in the first place.